Page 108. Reading. 1. Look at the people in the photos. If Nigel Wood, a nurse, earns £30,000 a year, how much do you think the other two get? 2. Read the web forum page and check your answers. 3. Read the forum entries again. Answer the questions. Who thinks that footballers' high salaries? 1. Cause problems for other teams? 2. Might cause people problems in the future? 3. Need to be looked at seriously by the authorities? 4. Are a good thing? 5. Are bad for young people's education? Wayne Rooney, football player for Manchester United. Debbie Helps, senior manager in an international company. Nigel Wood, nurse with 10 years experience. Are they worth it? Wayne Rooney's contract with Manchester United sees him earning a reported £15.60 million a year. This makes him the highest paid player in the English Premier League. For now. It means that at the end of his 5-year contract, he'll have £70 million in his bank account. And that isn't counting the money he'll get from sponsorship deals. Of course, Rooney isn't the only one. In fact, Premiership footballers earn on average £1.1 million a year. That's 14 times more than the average person working in management and an incredible 36 times more than someone working in public service, such as a nurse or a teacher. As the footballers turn up to matches in their Ferraris and Aston Martins, their fans take the bus or walk. The question we're asking is, are these players really worth the money? In a word, no. The problem with the current system is that it sets such a bad example for the younger generation. So many teenage boys want to be footballers or pop stars because they see it as a quick way to make a lot of money. They don't think about the fact that for every boy who makes it, there are thousands who don't. Of course, they don't think about that before they leave school and then it's too late. UKMM, the Football Association, FA, keeps saying they want to control the amount of money a footballer can earn, which will be a good thing. However, the FA is never the quickest organization at getting things done. Who knows? Hopefully, they'll sort this mess out until 2050. Something needs to be done. Lucy 88. The top footballers make far more money for their clubs than they get paid in salaries. These clubs make a fortune from the sales of tickets, TV rights and football shirts because of these stars. It's a question of business and these players are good for business. Of course they deserve their salaries, Simon says. The problem with the current situation is that only the really big clubs can afford to pay these kinds of salaries, so they get all the best players and win everything. This means they get more money from sponsorship and TV and they can increase their players' salaries even more. It makes life really difficult for the smaller clubs. Jimmy,